when it was spoken at least 12.5 trillion times, completely out of context. Awesome, which was originally defined as something dazzling, something phenomenal, something that filled us with awe, has since deteriorated into a vapid, innocuous afterthought. Last week, a Starbucks barista asked a customer if he wanted a scone or a biscuit with his coffee. And when the customer said, "No, thank you," the barista replied, "Awesome." That was the day Awesome died, explained linguist Maya Firestone. That and the day my daughter found her iPhone under the couch, wiped the dust and frosting off of it, and exclaimed, "Awesome." Professor Eggleston explains, "You know what's awesome? A supernova, a tsunami, an erupting volcano. That would be awesome. You know what's not awesome? Getting rid of a hangnail, finding your lost keys, chocolate-covered Twinkies." Americans now have only 4 days of awesome left. Anyone caught using the word after Wednesday will be sent to awesome jail. And other phrases and words scheduled for demolition: one, bro; second, my bad; third, that's how I roll; four, heads up; and five, it's all good. And now let me quote from one of my favorite Unitarian Universalist ministers, Robert Fulgham. Historically, he writes, "The symbol of the pulpit has been the pointing, damning finger, accusing men and women of sin, of failure, wickedness, iniquities, and the pride of thinking for themselves. Preaching that on this earth, there is no hope. In this life, there is no glory. And I say, the pulpit should stand for wings. Not angel wings or eagle wings or any other wings you've ever seen. Wings of the holy human spirit. Wings that lift heart and mind to high places. Wings for all to be inspired to stretch human possibility. Wings like that can't be seen, I guess. You have to believe in them to see them in your imagination. And you have to take risks in dangerous places to see if they work." Lila Nation, I think you're awesome. Now, I have only 3 days to say that before I am threatened with awesome jail. However, whether its usage is correct or not, the word awesome conveys the idea for me that you are a true phenomenon. And that doesn't mean that we always agree. But what's awesome is that you have given us the experience of awe and beauty in music for 12 years now as our music director. You have inspired us to imagine wings. Wings of the holy human spirit. Wings that lift heart and mind to high places. And we have soared in places that words cannot express, because the holy is ineffable. You have loved this choir and made it flourish. You have loved this congregation and made us sing forth our hearts, often with sweet, tender tears. You are awesome. The congregation has a gift for you. And the choir has a gift for you as well. First, I will ask Chris, as president, to come forward with the congregation's gift.
You can, sure. Come. Yes, come up. Come up. Come up. That's all right, Joe. We'll leave it there. That's your gift is half put together in the corner there, because I thought I had after church to do it. So, what it is...
What, is it the empty pot?
No, it's the sculpture.
Oh.
It's a granite stone and 7 stainless steel
for
bars.
For the 7 principles.
Yes.
On our smart.
And the stone's at the top, and it kind of will sway with the wind, and if you put it in your front yard... Every time you go out of the house, you'll know that we love you. Every time you look at that, I want you to think, this is my congregation that loves me and thanks me for everything that you have done for us over these years. It's wonderful, Lila. Thank you.
I'll finish putting it together after church so everyone can see it.
So, my dear Lila, the choir has a gift for you in the form of a song. Perhaps it's not as perfect as you can make it. However, it's from our hearts to you.